Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what part of the globe or when you're listening to this edition of Saturday AM Lime, Saturday AM Live, not Lime. I'm going to blame all this on Bobby, because all I heard, the two first words I heard when I jumped on the line this morning were something champagne and then a lingerie cabinet, and I'm going, what on earth, what? These people have been up too late or too early or something's going on. But this is Saturday AM Live, and this is Vance Rogers, and we have with us this morning Barb Satterwhite, who is today in Richmond, Virginia, back home after a week of skiing in Vail. It was Vail, right, Barb?
It was.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got all my ducks in a row here, if I can call them that, and I'm multitasking as we speak because there are so many things that we get to talk about today and gearing up for what's coming, and it's just a nonstop thing. There's two thoughts, and Barb, we're gonna blast into this because I know that you have had an incredible journey since you joined NECAN. What was it, 17, 18, 19 years ago?
This is so funny. On the chairlift in Vail 20 years ago this past week, I was introduced to NECAN, but I laughed about it for years. So 19 years ago.
Well, now I don't feel so bad because it was September 24th, 23 years ago for me, but I laughed about it for, what, 2.5 months? It was December 2nd. Was our renewal date, and the date came and went, and I totally forgot about it, which is fine. But so 19 years for you. There's two thoughts. One is a quote that I read a couple days ago that I think sum up what I sense going on, not only for you, Barb, but for literally all of us across North America, and it's overflowing into other countries, the marketing units where NECAN is doing business. And that is this. The first one's a quote by Milton Berle, and I can't remember if Milton Berle, if it's the late Milton Berle, if he's still with us or not. And somebody else who's smarter than I am would be able to tell you say that or no. But the other one is going back to one of the Old Testament prophets, Jeremiah. And I'm not going to preach. I'm not going to take an offering or go, you know, super spiritual on you. But it was interesting to compare and contrast. And then we're going to jump right into Barb, you sharing your story and what you got going on in your group. But Milton Berle once said, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. And I thought that was incredibly profound. If we're not seeing the type of growth and success that we want to see in our lives, well, build a door, or make a pathway, or make a conduit. And what we have going with NECAN now, with just late last night, the NECAN app is up and running, and it's incredible. I was playing around a little bit on it this morning, but didn't have enough time to really explore it. But then look at what Jeremiah said way, well, what would that be, 5,500 years ago, 5,000 years ago? And where is this at? Jeremiah 50, verse 22, the sound of war is in the land, a great destruction. And, you know, a lot of times people, we can look at stuff like that and say, well, great destruction, the sound of war. War is never good. It is, in the sense of we declare war on those things that continue to derail us and set us on the wrong path. And it's not about I think, it's not about my opinion, it's a statistical fact that we as a nation in North America, and again, it's infiltrating into other parts of the globe, with the whole concept of the fast food nation, with what's going on in Western medicine, with, you know, let's just slice people open and just get them medicated. I mean, I went to two different nursing home facilities, one a rehab facility this week, and then a nursing home facility, both in the same day, within 2 hours of each other, and absolutely blown away. And met with two of our customers and, you know, and saying, hey, what are we going to do about this? How can we turn this around the other way? And both of them were like, yeah, Vance, I gotta make a turn. I got to get to go in this direction. We can declare war, and if it's not working as fast as we want it to, well, let's build a door for that opportunity. Let's drive those people in.
Barb, you did that very thing. You not only built a door, but you drove people to Neakin, not physically, not going around and picking them up to take them to a wellness preview, although we've done that in the past. But last month, 19 people. Is that the correct number, or was it an even 20?
It was 19. My 20th one would have been in, except it was an aunt in Canada, and I needed to wait for an email from her daughter. And since after talking to you, I could have put something in. But anyway, so I did my 19, but I did hers this past week, so it's okay.
So and what I'm referring to is 19 customers in 1 month, and I've been bragging about you all week long. Barb, I was on the phone with Dave Johnson yesterday, and he said something that was incredibly profound, as much as he does on a regular basis. And he said, you know, Vance, there are those who are waiting to see how all this is going to pan out, you know, in January with all the different changes, because Neakin has given us a boatload of them. I mean, it's like some of us are barely treading water to, you know, comprehend and digest them all. Most of us aren't, by the way. Oh, from what I've discovered, regardless of your rank, regardless of your tenure or thinking, there's just a lot of stuff going on. But, Barb, you're one of those people who made the decision, I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to wait to see how this is going to pan out. I'm not going to see whether or not, you know, is it really true that as a silver and above, we need to have 5 customer sales? And what if I sell that to somebody without registering them as a customer? You know, there's all these what ifs. But you just grabbed the bull by the horns and said, you know, I'm going for it. And one of the things that I was incredibly proud of, and I'm not, this is not to pat you on the back, but just as you as an example, what you did with a lot of your existing, shall we say, wholesale consultants, and then also people that were friends of yours or family members who you had as auto ship orders, and you just transferred all these folks over to the customer program and got them up and rolling. Let's start by just asking, and for those of you who have never heard Barb's story, Barb, can you give us kind of a 1 minute overview of this? I learned from you never to say retired in whatever occupation it was, because you never retire from something that you are called to do and something that you love to do. But your background is in nursing, but for the last almost 2 decades now, you have been, you know, blowing the doors off Neakin. And this year has been an incredible one for you, in that you get to see firsthand how powerful the products are in saving somebody's life, literally, and that being your husband, Don. So share with us, you know, a little bit how it got started, and then fast forward to today, if we can, in a, you know, a few minutes or less.
Well, and I'll practice what I'm preaching, which is do your 30 seconds or your commercial in 60 seconds or less. So. because I have to tell you, I mean, really, people need, the stories are powerful, but if we carry on and carry on and carry on and don't get to the nuts and bolts of it, it's boring. So for my story, 19 years ago, but this is so, I just get a thrill saying this, when I realized writing the Careless Unveiled at 20 years ago, this friend introduced this to me. And what's funny about that is, and I'm diverting a bit, but one of the people on the trip is very skeptical, has been for years, doesn't believe in it, his wife does. And I realized he had a lot of respect. His other friend that had introduced him had died. He had a lot of respect for him. So I thought, just out of the blue on the trip, I just realized that so-and-so introduced, he says, really? Did he sell these things? I said, sure did. And so if nothing else, maybe I've changed his mind about this, because there's more, perhaps, credibility with his other friend or whatever. So, but it was fun. And the other piece about that is because I was introduced to it 20 years ago, laughed about it because I never heard of anything such. And he just told me he wasn't taking any advil for his knees anymore. I asked him what he was doing. He said, Barbara, it's the funniest thing, but I'm wearing magnetic insoles. I'm sleeping on magnetic mattress bed. And I just looked at him and said, so how does that work? And he says, I don't know. All I know is my wife's off her anti-inflammatories. And I kept asking, and then he couldn't tell me anything, so I got off and did nothing until a year later. And a year later, I was going back out 3 weeks before. This is kind of a traditional thing we've been doing for all these years. And a friend had a bad back, and I just walked out the door saying to my husband, I've got to get him to the head of neurosurgery. because I worked at the medical college at the time in nursing, and he said, why don't you tell about those payments and laugh? And I went, yeah. And I went, why not? So it was his instigation, actually, that made me call them up and say, bring me that stuff. I want to read about it. And the one article that got my attention was I was reading in my room the old mimeographed copies of things. He had the study from Japan with the fibromyalgia or the sleep system. And then he had this article about how magnetic earth, the animals, the plants, and the humans would not survive if it wasn't for that. And all I said to myself was, this makes sense. I love being outside. I feel better outside. So that's what piqued my interest. And then going over to their room that night, they didn't have many products but the old original MagDuo, which was called the MagBoy. His wife had gotten hit by a snowboarder that day, and he just took the MagBoy and rolled it all over her shoulder for 20 minutes. He skied the rest of the week. And I went, when I get back to Richmond, I want to look at that stuff as well. So that's my beginnings. And then the biggest person or the most important person I wanted to help was my dad in Canada. And I just, mailed him a couple articles and then mailed him the insoles and the back magnet. And it was awesome.
Well, and the thing is, I think all of us, I don't know if there's that many folks out there that the second you heard about magnetic, wellness or biomagnetic wellness products or solutions or far infrared negative ions and PIMAG water, I don't know that there's that many of us that could ever say that, oh, yeah, that just resonated with me and it was an instant, oh, yeah, I got to do this and I got to get some of this stuff. I know my mom for 6 months, 6 months prior to hearing about NECAN legitimately for the first time from some dear friends, even the gal who first introduced it to her, Michelle, my mom laughed at her and said, if there's any validity to this, surely I would have heard about it. But, fast forwarding to today and then, you, Barb, and me laughing about it, looking at what we have today in the 21st century, and so much is changing and the world is changing so fast, and I see... just read an article this morning about how the top best sellers are there's a certain percentage longer, and they're saying, is this a good thing? And I'm going, it's a great thing that we'd spend more time reading and filling our minds with things, hopefully, that are optimistic and positive. But the where we're at today with NECAN, with the whole unveiling of the customer program, and we're over a month now, coming up into 6 weeks of a restructured pricing system. What happened with you last month, Barb, and what were some of the things that you were doing to literally see 19 people come on board as customers? And I know several of them, you had six that placed orders over 100 points or over $125. Was that right?
Actually, I think I had eight. Let me just review here. And I had a total of 27 new customers. 19 were first level to me. Four were downline, that the customers I was working with. And then four were previous customers, like you said, or previous customers, but converted them over to their own customer base and got them on their autoship. So at 27 total that I worked with to get about 19 for my first level. And, what was the question you just asked about?
See, you give more of the specifics on these numbers, and again, I think ultimately, because I keep thinking of something that Carrie Percy said on the leadership call this week, and I think you were on the chairlift when it was going on, because it would have been 10 a.m. Mountain Time.
Right.
But as a result, a week and a half ago, after the leadership call that Ben Woodward was hosting that day, she said, I just had to make a decision. And she literally, in one day, she went out and she registered 10 customers. In one day. And all over the phone. Totally. And here's one of the things that she said. And I know, Barb, you're doing this. And I think there's a fun element that sometimes we forget how much fun it can be. But she would get a hold of people. And again, these were either consultants or whatever, and simply ask the question, hey, how would you like to be a customer for free and shop at NECAN online? And there's an attraction there because you don't have to go out, especially this time of year, for free and shop at discounted prices or at prices that were lower than, and if this is for a consultant, that are lower than what you were paying as a consultant. And I know, Barb, you and I, as you were commuting home yesterday from Colorado, you saw the email that Nikan sent out, and I quickly thought, okay, who did they send this to? And all the prices are the customer prices. We're not using that R word anymore, R-E-T-A-I-L. We're trying to get away from that, because this is, if we just get away from that and just say, hey, this is what it costs, then people don't know. And then we're not going to fall prey, because I know you could have gone into the mode. You had a customer that ordered, what was it, $1,600 worth?
Uh-huh.
And what's the typical thing that we as consultants would do when somebody starts putting together a sizable order? What was going through your mind?
Oh, if I enrolled her, she'd be a senior.
But you said to me, I don't think she's going to do the business.
Well, she didn't. In the past, she was enrolled, but she doesn't want to do the business. She just wants product. And I'm not quibbling. I mean, these prices are great. She wants to get some products. So I'll get referrals from her. But, you know, no more of the just signing up to get people, you know, and they can't get anything cheaper. There's no reason.
Well, and it's a waste of $100. You know, $99.
Yeah.
That's two magplexes, $49 a piece. That's a pair of insoles, a tube of CM cream. I mean, the list goes on and on. That's more than a third of the price of a waterfall. I mean, it's a couple sports bottles. So why waste it on just a transaction?
This is my thought process. She wouldn't have paid that. I know that, and she can afford to buy the company probably. She wouldn't have paid that. So why go down that negative road of, and that's just adding another element of it, like you're trying to convince somebody to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't there to do that. I was there to help her. And how I got her, she was a former consultant years ago, but I haven't touched base with her with me, again, probably in 2 or 3 years, maybe longer. I just thought of that person, because she's local. Husband just recently died, and sent out the email about the new prices. And I get an email back from her saying, I've been thinking about calling you because I really have some issues. And when I called her, she said, can you come over? Because there's a lot going on physically with her. So, you know, it was just a whim that I sent it to her and remembered to send it to her. But what I'm saying about all that is follow your gut. You know, none of us have it all together in terms of, like, have I really reached out to everybody I've ever had? No. And how do I come up with them? Sometimes it just comes into my mind. So, you know, I'm an organized person, but I don't have everything totally in place. But I follow my gut. And this is the other piece that's so critical with this is, you know, follow your gut. Have the intention. I mean, I just knew. And with all of the changes and all of the focus on customers, I loved the idea. I wasn't totally aware of all the details, maybe, but I knew customers were important and I knew they were easy. I've never had any trouble selling products, quote. So, you know, I just went with it. Now, as I'm listening to you talk, I'm thinking, oh, man, there's so many people I need to follow up. But on the other hand, I did what I just did last week, and that was, okay, take a break, go get your ski fixed. And in the essence of everywhere I go, I mean, I have 3 new customers last week, and I have 3 or 4 people to follow up with. So it's like, be out there, do whatever you need to do, whether it's networking groups, whether it's social. You don't necessarily, and I'll give an example, you don't necessarily talk to new candidates when you first meet them, but just have the antenna up for that person that you know may benefit and may want to be
mm-hmm.
helpful. So that's the premise that I work on. It's not necessarily a methodical, I'm going to call this, and this. It's taking advantage of people where I am at the time. And in Vail, and after skiing one day, a couple of us went by this wonderful, you know, Vail's unbelievable. I mean, it's incredibly beautiful scheme, but it's the rebuilding of it is unbelievable. And so one of these nice areas we decided to bring just have a glass of wine. Well, the supervisor there, a young gal from Minnesota, was so delightful. We talked for 20 minutes about things in Vail and getting a lot of statistics, and I really liked her. Didn't talk about me again, but in my mind thinking, I'm going to go back by and see her by myself. And I really would love for her. Well, I went back by yesterday, and no, day before yesterday, and just said to her, oh, no, I know what it was. I called to where she works at the Arabell, and she wasn't there, and I left a message for her to call me. She calls me as I'm just getting on the chairlift. So I said, do you mind if I come by after I get off? She thought that'd be great. And when I went in, I just saw her, and she was bubbly, and I just sat down, and I said, you know what? You were so informative the other night, and you were so, it looked like you enjoyed your job, and I just had to tell you about something, because I know you're on your feet all day here. Oh, yeah, I'm in here at 6 a.m., blah, blah, blah. So, and she, the more I talked, she just said, I would love to know more about this. And I gave her a 10-4. I gave her a lot of 10-4 last week. And
well, when you're skiing and exerting that much energy, it's a nice thing to have a little extra pep in your step, so to speak.
Well, now, I didn't take many, but I don't need that. I'm so invigorated when I'm skiing. But one day, because I didn't go to bed at 12:30 because I'm working, trying to follow up on things, get my Christmas cards done, da-da-da-da-da, and then I got up, woke up at 5:30 for some reason, so I didn't get much sleep that night. That morning, and they were going to open the back bowls, I took a 10-4. So, but my point is, and this this delightful girl, and I just love meeting her, and I could tell she was pleased that I brought it up to her, I mentioned the insoles, et cetera, but the main thing I wanted her to try was the 10-4 and then get back with me. And as all the people are walking around in this place, I said, and look at all the people here that could benefit. And she says, oh, yeah. And so I just said, you know, the main thing is you do something to help yourself. And as I'm talking, she says, I said, well, do you hurt anywhere right now? And she's young. She doesn't look like she's hurt at all. She says, oh, my neck just keeps, it's always hurting. So I pull out my little sample cream that I always carry. And I said, I want you to try this. In fact, open it up right now and put that on there. So we continued to talk. And I said, by the way, how's that next? She says, it does feel better. So those two little things.
Well, you just said something that I don't know if most of us caught it, but it's absolutely apropos to every single time we even think about opening our mouth and sharing, Nika. And that was this little statement you slid right on in there. You do something to help yourself, and then, you know, and that's what the whole customer program has been about from the get-go. That's what Nikan has been about, the five pillars of health. Unless somebody's changed the order, I think our great founder, Mr. Isamu Masuda, put them in order, because if we don't take care of our physical bodies first, the healthy body needs to come first. If we don't take care of this temple that God gave us, there's nothing else will work. And right behind that, I mean, just barely behind that, is the healthy mind. Because if the mind's not thinking straight, then we're not going to get results with anything. But, you know, I love the way you phrase that. If you'll take care of yourself, if you're willing to, you know, improve. And the fact that she was young, we don't have to go out and, you know, start raiding nursing homes. That, you know, that's not the case. We don't have to become ambulance chasers. It's just proposing it and saying, hey, you could improve upon what's already going on in your life. And then look at all these people. I mean, you created a business opportunity right before her without even talking or even asking if she was thinking that direction. And I think that's wonderful, because a lot of people don't, sometimes maybe they miss that miss the forest through the trees. Bob, I wanna wrap up our time that we have together with just again honing in on, and this is a question I would have of anybody, because we did the same thing you did, not to the degree, but last month, and I'm seeing both Stacy and I are ramping up and gearing up and just going, literally taking that Milton Berle quote. And thank you, Pam Benson, for keeping me on track. Milton Berle is long gone. He would have been well over 100 years by now. But if opportunity doesn't knock, we do need to build a door. We need to build a pathway for people to see what Nikan has to offer. We did 4 customers first level, another 2 underneath one of our first level consultants, and then a couple others in other places. But in the end, you know, we'll pick up an extra $150 worth of free Nikan product as a result of it, you know. And we still have, 3 weeks? Barely, just under 3 weeks left of that promotion, by the way. And if you've never done it, now is a great time to start. You know, registering consultants who or customers who invest in more than $125 at their cost, the new Nikan cost, and then for every time you do 2 at a time, you pick up $50 worth of free product. So you could blast into 2016 with free product. Go ahead, Barb.
I just, speaking of that, I did do 8 of those.
So $200 worth of free product, you know, on January 15th is not a bad way to start the year.
Actually, no, that'll be December 15th.
Well, I mean, but no, that's right. You'll get to, you know, so you'll have that. By the new year, you'll have $200 worth of free product. That you know, and it's there for the taking, and you know that's the beautiful thing about this. And but Barb, I'm curious: was there one thing, or was there something that you know, come November 2nd, when you saw the repricing structure? It's not a price reduction, folks. Please take that terminology out of your mind. Yes, you know, as Rick Murphy is teaching us, the prices used to be a whole lot more. Now they're a whole lot less. It's not a price reduction or a slashing of the prices. It's a price restructuring, because Bergistrol went up by, you know, basically $7.50 a bottle. But a restructuring means that, you know, I interpret that as, hey, this is a much better system. We went through and overhauled it. And if you could hear Kurt Foley's heart behind it and what he and the accounting team did to make it what it is now, it really is for our benefit and that of the customers. But Barb, I am curious on this. This is my last question, the one thought that has been kind of raging through my mind all of November as people, you know, like Terry Percy, were just going ballistic. Was there something that just said, man, I'm doing this now? As Dave Jensen said, I'm not going to wait until January or February or next year to see how this is all going to pan out. I'm doing it now. Was there something that motivated you to do that?
Absolutely. Because in January, we need to have a minimum of 5 customers. So why not get your customer base up there now? Plus, you're doing what you need to be doing anyway. You're introducing it to more people. People are actually they're getting on board now. And, you know, your goal is to get people on authorship so that you have that recurring sale. So
the volume.
Yeah, the volume. So I did it. Yes. What stepped me up to do it more was the whole idea of the change in January. But then, why not focus on that customer base now? And I think my customer base is now 150.
And here. You're 21 ahead. No, excuse me. You are exactly 20 ahead of us. We're at 130. We were at 127 and counting. And that's a whole other thing, that Nikan is no longer purging customers out of our base or consultants after 2 years of inactivity. It's now going to be 10 years of inactivity. That flipped, the best I can analyze it, in June. So sometime this summer, because I went through our list and I saw that, okay, these 3 people last ordered in June of 2013 and they're still on the books, so they're not purging them anymore. Ben Woodward, Nikan's president, announced that in he announced that in Tacoma to the group that was there, that 10 years So when you get somebody on board as a consultant or a customer, if they go 2 years of inactivity, as a consultant, if they don't renew, then they're going to automatically get merged into that customer program. But Barb, for having 150, yeah, that's a pretty strong base. And again, it's 5 customer sales of any dollar amount starting in January. That basically sets you up as a bona fide active wellness consultant that you meet all of the criteria, not only according to NECAN, because we've always had that in the policy and procedures manual, but it sets us up to literally change the dynamics of the network marketing industry so that we can say we are not a company of self-consumers. We are a company that solicits, and we do want to sell. We want to share more than anything, but we want to sell and we want to broaden our customer base because these products are life-changing. Or as Dave Johnson shared with me yesterday, he said, Vance, there's just nothing else out there like what we have with NECAN to change people's lives physically, mentally, financially, spiritually. You look at all the ramifications and look at the 5 pillars, and that core philosophy is still alive and strong. And with where we're at as customers, and I know Barb, you know, with 150 strong now, not all of those are going to order every single month. But you did, I didn't look it up this morning to get the exact, but it's about $4,500 worth of customer sales in November. And that's incredible. I mean, and especially when we have to calculate in that the pricing was completely restructured, so you did a whole lot more in sales than you ever have before.
Well, all I know is that I was setting my goals 2 days ago with what I want to do in 2016, and I want to have 150 new customers in 2016. So I can't even take in all the ones I've done this month and last month.
Well, that's an average of 12 point something a month, you know, when you divide it out. 144, you know, is a growth. And you got a full year, that's, you know, 12 a month. But and you're going to be putting customers underneath other people and helping them launch their business and all the other things that go on with it. So, you know, again, as I mentioned, yesterday was exactly, 2 days ago was exactly 3 weeks remaining this year, you know, 21 days. So we're at 19 days and counting, you know, take out Christmas and maybe New Year's. But the thing is, I mean, we're constantly, and we're one of those families now. It's not just all about family on Christmas Day. We invite close friends over, and there's just so much going on. I got a text from our pastor yesterday who thanked me for enrolling him and his wife in AutoShip and getting their order in. It's a $230 AutoShip order, or 230-point AutoShip order. So I'm going, well, that's going to, well, put us well past what my goal was for December and set us up for the new year. And I'd never had that happen before, someone thanking us just for getting on the auto program so they don't have to worry about ordering it every month, because they're very, very busy, active people. And I know there are other people out there that are like that. And as Barb, you alluded to the gal that, you know, you said she could buy the company. Money's not really an issue. And there are people out there that, they may have all the finances, they may have a great family, but if it comes to their physical wellness, that's where we can really, really, really help them out. So, Barb, thank you for sharing, or thank you for allowing me to rapid fire.
Well, thanks for having me on. I mean, you know, this is my passion. It's so easy to meet people, and we've just got a wonderful framework. And the other thing I thought about, too, with all this customer base, I mean, really, we're and thanks to Ben Woodward and Kurt Foley, I mean, they're saving the company because we're meeting all the FTC rules by doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So why not? Why not? And then the other piece about how easy is this for a new person to gain some income immediately?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the other thing. Just allow your new people to just go out there and get customers.
Mm-hmm. It really does. You know, the there's just certain biblical things that are running through my mind, but, you know, different things that, this will cover a multitude of sins. You know, you repeatedly do this, and this will take care of that. But customers, gathering customers and putting people in, registering them and getting them to place orders, it will literally fix all the any issues that we've ever had. And the other fun part is, you know, do the if you, those of you who are mathematicians or have a calculator handy, real quick, what's the commissionable volume on $4,500 worth of sales for Barb when you're looking at some of the products still have 100% commissionable volume. 100%, and then some are as low as, I think, 55 or 60%. But if you look at the average, about 75 to 80% commissionable volume, you know, you got a 25% markup for retail. So there's a, well, Barb, I don't know. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to find out from you so at least I know so I can share with people one-on-one. Because I don't want to brag on anything that, you know, what you've done, which I could. But you're looking at a nice, healthy check this month, and most of that is derived from your activity directly with your customers. And every whether you're a seasoned platinum consultant like Barb or a brand new direct distributor just getting started, that 25% commission from customer sales is there for the taking. And why not? And Barb, I loved your stand on it, that why throw away that when I could have put somebody in as a senior, could have spent the $99 on the consultantship, but no, we're not going there. That's a waste, and why throw it away as a consultant who's doing all the work? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. So, Barb, thank you again.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
I'll let you get into your day, and I'm not going to really even transition. I'm just going to keep the ball rolling here. I have got a boatload of announcements. And then we're going to open up the line for Q&A and comments and testimonies, most of everything, most of all. I've got a couple that I experienced this week that just blew me away. I was not prepared for it. But real quick, I don't know who's on tap on Dave Johnson's call this morning, but I always like to give out the number. In 19 minutes from now, the call of the leader with Royal Ambassador Dave Johnson. Area code 218-548-3988. Again, 218-548-3988. And the code for that is 83854-POUND. 83854-POUND. Boy, there's a lot of eights in that number. There's an eights in every single one of those. Anyways, that call every single day of the week except for Sunday, Monday through Saturday. At 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. out on the East Coast. And again, I don't remember who was on tap this morning. I know it was somebody really, really good. But check that out. And this is a repeat from last week. If you are looking for that perfect Christmas gift, and I'm gonna diverge you don't know where I'm going with this. Our oldest daughter is over halfway to fundraising for a trip that she's taking next summer to Tanzania, Africa, to work with underprivileged families and villages that are very, very remote. I mean, we're talking extremely remote. And she was given a beautiful quilt to raffle off. All the information's on Instagram and on Facebook. Just look up me or you know, Vance Rogers, and you'll see it there. Raffle tickets are $1 a piece or 6 for $5. And again, all the information's there. You never know. It was so funny this week. We went to the senior luncheon at our community grange, and McKenna presented it. And one gal, Nev Scott, she's been a pillar in our community. She says, here's $10. I only want one ticket, though. And I said, well, you don't want change back? Nope. You keep the rest. I only want one ticket. And I said, boy, you're pretty optimistic that one ticket's going to win. She said, you know, I just, you know, take my chances. But so that's something, if that, you know, to really milk out the healthy society pillar, if you want to get involved in that, that is there for the taking. Again, it's a beautiful quilt, several hundred dollars worth, I think, from what I was told. True Elements are shipping now, and I'll interject a quick testimony in there. I used just one. I'm easing myself into, you know, the seven of the system, but the shower gel arrived, I think it was on Monday. I used it on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? Yeah. And poor Pam Benson, one of our consultants up in Minnesota, transplanted from Chicago, she got to be the brunt of my excitement. I mean, literally 15, 20 minutes later, after I'd used it more so just primarily on my face. I'm a third-degree burn thriver. I never look at the term survivor or a burn victim. That 14% of my body I burned back when I was 11 years old. And so I've got third-degree skin gaps on my chin. So I do not enjoy shaving, and it's a real pain in the rear, no pun intended, but doing it in the shower blindly with no running water, because I take military showers, but putting that shower gel on my face, it just, the word stimulating shower gel does not do it justice. I mean, the tingling sensation, the aliveness, being able to shave without cutting myself. And then what happened afterwards, splashing the toner on my face, it was just invigorating for that aspect. And again, this is something I dread to do, and I've experimented with all kinds of different gels and, you know, all the different stuff. But this thing was just amazing what happened. So the True Elements, the new True Elements, with the marine technology built in, it's shipping now. There's no more back order status, and there's several of you on the line right now that have used it, and you've got some wonderful adjectives to describe it. So check it out. And what I'm encouraging people to do who are on auto ship, I've told several people, hey, when you run out of whatever you're using now, go ahead and add the replacements, our equivalent of it, to it. You'll get it for the best price on auto ship. But wait till you use this stuff. And the eye serum, I've been told, is going to be the most popular product for several different angles because of, you know, as we age, you know, gravity takes a toll, and there's nothing really we can do to prop up, you know, those lines or, you know, filament. This eye serum is just something else. So enough about True Elements. On the note of shipping now, there is some of you received, those of you, everybody who ordered a mattress topper, the new Kinko Nature Rest mattress toppers. Major issue, maybe I shouldn't say major, but been an issue with quality control. Some of them are getting shipped back, not from us, the consumers, but from Nikon back to the manufacturer, because they just were not up to par. And so that being said, Nikon is not shipping out defective, well, not to my knowledge. I haven't talked to anybody who's received one that was not up to snuff. But the bottom line is, if you ordered one, you should have received email communication from Nikon with some options. And if you have not received yours as of yet, then you are going to be issued a $50 product credit just to say, hey, we apologize for the delay. And so those of you who ordered them, this is not going out across the board to everybody in the field, but those people who ordered it, they're being compensated. And also, on certain sizes, if like the twin, the full, and the king, and I believe the California king, the queen size is the most popular, so that's what Nikon started with. But again, the twin, the full, and I believe it's the California king, or maybe the king. I'll look it up here right quick so I can speak from with 100% accuracy. Where did it go? Here we go. The sizes that will not be released until January. Where did that date go? I had it right here. California King Full and Twin are looking at going out January. I thought it had a date in here. But December 18th is the end date to fill all of the back orders on Queen and King, and pillows as well. This was yesterday's communication. So from now, yesterday, the 11th to December 18th, their goal is to fill all of the back orders on those sizes, the King and the Queen, as well as any of the pillows. Quite a few. 50% of the orders that were in as of yesterday have been shipped. I know this is a real pain in the rear, especially for brand new customers who have ordered them, especially in those odd sizes. But for people who have ordered the California King, the Full, and the Twin, They're going to be given the option of canceling their order for a full refund, and then they can put it in again. But if they keep it on board, they'll not only receive, if they keep it online and let me can continue it, they'll be first out when those come in sometime in January. And I thought the date was in here, but it is not.
Dan?
Yes.
This is Rita. It's well worth waiting for.
And why, Rita, is it so worth waiting for?
Well, my cat refused to get out of bed all day long. She wouldn't even come down to eat. She just adores it. And when I got in that night, I love it.
Well, and I know that Dory had shared Tuesday evening because she'd spent one night on it. And Dory, if you're, I think you're on the line. I know I heard your voice earlier. But you had some interesting ways of describing it. And Rita, more so than just for our pets, but I know you and I have talked about it, and you've had some great adjectives that you wrote down, and one of them was that, I think, if I remember correctly, you would say, well, tell the group, tell the folks listening right now, how did you describe the way, I think it was your skin, that something, was it tingling, or?
It was very tingling, and then there was a heat.
There was a heat. That was it. That was the other word I couldn't remember. The tingling and the heat sensation from the button magnets, the Dynaflex magnets, immediately.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Within maybe 5-10 seconds.
I mean, and why would you not? Because so many people that we know that they use a heating pad or a heat blanket, electric blanket, to crawl in the bed to make sure the bed's warm before you get in. And, you know, even if it's turned off and unplugged, an electric blanket is detrimental in so many negative ways for our bodies at night. God did not design us to be wrapped up in electronic coils, literally and figuratively, with electronic blankets. So how great would that be to be able to crawl into bed and having an instant warming sensation naturally? I mean, totally organic, to be grounded and earthed, I mean, naturally, without anything plugging in, no negative side effects. So tingly and warm within 5 seconds is the way Rita is going on record to describe it. So, and I'm sorry, thank you, Mary Lou, for that update. It's the 24th, so Christmas Eve, my brother's Nick, his birthday. That's the targeted goal, to have all the king, queen, and pillow back orders filled and out the door by. So some of you won't receive them by Christmas, but definitely by the new year to have that system. This is one of those things that kind of you get egg on the face or get caught with your pants down, whatever illustration works for you. Meekin did not have any intention to go into it this way. Just stuff happens, and especially when you're dealing with a new manufacturer, you know, made in USA, to bring back some of those jobs to the geographical marketing unit where we're, you know, purchasing them from. That was Nikon's intent. However, they just weren't able to meet the demand with what's going on. And I think that's a great problem to have. So let me keep... Yes, go ahead, Dory.
Hi. I feel... The first night I slept on that bed, and I just couldn't believe, because I've been sleeping on the very first time the first mattress came out. It was so even, the warmth and the feeling. It sort of reminds me of how the 10-4, when I eat my 10-4, I put it in my Vital Balance every morning. And I never have a jolt of rise. It just comes up, and you don't even know it. And I was so impressed, because I felt the next night when I got in bed, I thought, okay, so we inspire people to live a whole new way of life. I was so inspired to get in bed. I was dying to get in bed. I thought, oh, can I go to bed now? Can I go to bed now? And one thing I heard on, I don't know if Jeff said it when he was being interviewed and he was in his office and Dave Johnson was interviewing or something, but he said that, and it did give me a whole deeper appreciation for our company looking after us and protecting our business. He said that their policy was, if when they receive the mattresses, if there is a 2 or a 3% a defectiveness of any sort, they send the whole batch back.
Yeah, and that's something that Nancy Cakey shared with me years ago. Nancy is the only Nikan employee that does not work out of Nikan's office at number 2 Corporate Drive. She actually works out, has an office set up in the shipping and receiving warehouse, which Nikan outsourced a while ago, about a year and a half ago, when they moved to our facility that we're in now. And Nancy shared that with me. It's a 3% threshold that if they order 100 of something, let's say 100 water bottles, and 4 of those out of that 100, 96 of them are great, but 4 of them, they just, you know, the lids don't screw down tight and seat, you know, with that seal, then the whole entire shipment goes back. Not just the 4, but all 96 of them. And that's what's been happening with some of these toppers. I received an email from Brenda, and she said, yeah, we're sending some of them back. And fortunately, it's not about putting them in a container and shipping them back to Korea or to Thailand, where we've been manufacturing them in the past. It's just across Irvine. It's just across town, literally. So it's just a hop skip, not a hop skip and a leap or a sail. It's just down the road. So it's going to expedite it. And, you know, two months from now, we're going to look back, or a month from now, we're going to look back on this and say, what back order status are you talking about again? You know, good grief. You know, warm, tingly, even heat and circulation all over my body. You know, oops, sorry, I just slipped in a medical term there, that word circulation. But come on, people. That's what's going on in our physical bodies when we expose ourselves to these technologies. And even something as far as the cocoon, you know, climbing in it or under it or on it. What a great way. What a fantastic way to enjoy going to bed every night and looking forward to that, as Stacy says on a regular basis. I love my bed. And we've got the old, not too old, but what are we going on, 6 years old, Nature S system, but it's the element. And we just got our cocoon this week, and I haven't even opened it up yet. I haven't decided what I'm going to do with it, but I don't know why I haven't put it on our bed to see what it feels like, but I'm going to do that tonight, by the way. But, hey, keeping going down my, and it's not my agenda here, but my list of things that I scribbled down here, on the note of sleep systems, many, many of us have asked about the demo pads. Why? What happened? That core of our existence of getting rollouts and demonstrating the sleep system that way. What happened? Why do we not have them? Bottom line, this is what I've learned this week, is there's no more. They're not. And I don't know why. I don't know what the philosophy or what the intention. I will find out what that is. But there's no information at this time whether or not there ever will be. But at this point, it's a no-go. I don't know if we just weren't moving the demo pads and we're not doing rollouts like we used to. I really don't know. So, but for now, there's just no more. So don't whine about what we don't have. Get excited at the fact that we've got queens and kings, that all those back orders will be filled in the next 2 weeks. And they're shipping now. So, and that's not a big deal. I know people who have walked into a mattress store, Sleep Train, Sleep Country, you name it, and maybe what they've ordered, the specific style that they wanted, wasn't available. So they had to wait a week, 2 weeks, month, whatever. that's not that uncommon. So to introduce somebody right now who has a queen size bed, which is the most popular size, and say, well, yeah, they're a couple weeks out, but and they could turn that around and spin that around even faster. That's not a big deal. It really isn't. In this, you know, McDonald's culture that we live in, where everything is instantaneous, and you too now can eat breakfast 24 hours a day if you want to at McDonald's, if you fall prey to that, and I just don't. But waiting is not a bad thing. Okay, we can calm down a little bit and, you know, go from there. But on that note,
Dan?
Yes?
Vance, this is Colleen Thomas. I just wanted to mention with the cocoons, I would much rather take a cocoon and do a rollout than the heavy dental pad.
Colleen, that is music to my ears, because being able to walk into somebody's house with a cocoon under your arm, I used to walk into people's house, and I always told them as I walked in with this massive demo bag, oh, I brought my small purse today. This is my man purse. You ought to see my large version. You know, as I've got it draped over my shoulders, you know, and struggling to get through their door and not bang into their furniture and knock things off, you know, the shelves. But a cocoon, you're right on track. You know, a mag creator and a cocoon. Or how about using the mag duo, something that we do have in stock, and just doing a rollout that way.
Would be great.
Go ahead.
Also, I wanted to mention we have some friends who just bought a cocoon who are going home to Canada for Christmas. And we're going to suggest taking that on the plane and just sitting on it and covering with it. And then they'll have their sweep system when they go back home, because they're just going to be sleeping on a blow-up mattress on the floor while they're there.
You know,
so a lot of ideas.
Colleen, you bring up a really valid point. A line of defense while traveling on an airplane with all of the, you know, everything that's floating around when you get, you know, 150 plus people crammed into a small little fuselage, literally a test tube of, you know, amoebas and germs and all the stuff that's going on. One sneeze in an airplane can affect 20, 30 people easily. And what the first line of defense, having a cocoon draped over yourself, you know, and if you're with another person, or maybe you're not with another person, say, hey, do you want to get underneath my cocoon? And I'm not suggesting anything weird, but what a great way to travel. Because the Rogers family, regardless of what time of year it is, summer, winter, spring, or fall, when we go to the movies, several of us have blankets underneath our arms, because the temperature gets so, it's just not comfortable. You'll see the Rogers, all five of us. We've got blankets on top of us. So I can envision us taking the cocoon into the theater with us, and you know, the poor young guys taking the money, or the gals going, what the heck? It's not a sleepover. Yeah, this is a movie. It's only 2 hours long. Well, see, for us, we're going to go in style. We're going to go in comfort. You know, that's the bottom line. So what a great way. And the ideas and the ways we can use these are just, they're endless. On the subject of new and instant, the Nikon app, thank you, Dory, by the way, for popping me a text. I think I was already in bed when you sent it last night. It is up and running and ready for the taking and to use and blah, blah, blah. So take advantage of that. If any of you use apps, you know how to use it, you know how to access it, you go into your app store and type in Nikon on the search, and boom, it's right there. I did it in less than 15 seconds. So it is up, it's running, it's awesome. Okay, just check it out. Everything can be right there on your handheld smart device, whether it's a Droid, an iPhone, whatever it is you're using. It's there. A couple more things. I'm going up and down on my list here. Mag Duo, we mentioned that, as Colleen pointed out, it would be a great way to do a rollout with the cocoon. If for some reason you have a Mag Duo, and I'm going on record, I'm not pointing out the negative, I just want to point out for clarification. If for some reason you have a Mag Duo that some of the spikes, and we'll call them that, some of the spikes don't depress ever so slightly. If they don't depress, some of them should go in and out, and that helps to activate or accentuate the effects of the Dynaflux magnets. If they don't go in and out ever so slightly, then you need to get an RMA and send it back. They should go in and out. Not all of them, but a few of them. Okay? That, again, as you're going up and down, as you're making contact with the body, human or animal or whatever. I guess you could even do it on a plant if you want to stimulate the plant to grow faster. Because trust me, I know there's some of us out there that will do crazy things like that. some of those spikes should go in and out. Okay, so just double check. If you've ordered one, received one last month or so, and they don't, double check that. That's not what we want, okay? So that somehow that one, you know, is in that 3% threshold that should go back. I've got one more thing, and then I'm done, and I'm going to open it up for those of you who want to hang out for a few more minutes and or if you've got a testimony. Actually, two more things. I want to go on record. Next Saturday, the 19th, we have another registered nurse with us, Elaine Connolly. And Elaine, in the last couple months, went through what I call a tummy tuck, not literally, but figuratively, and major heart surgery. And you're not going to believe her rate of recovery and what happened as a result of taking everything Nikan had into surgery with, or not necessarily into surgery, but into the recovery, having it there ready to go, the water, the insoles, I think she used the cocoon, but everything, the whole arsenal. You're just not going to believe her story. So if you got anybody that has a heart condition or that's gone through heart surgery or anything cardiovascular, you're going to want to get them on to hear Elaine next Saturday. 2 weeks, the day after Christmas, 2 weeks from today. Boy, Christmas is only 2 weeks away. That's amazing. Shirley Jones, and again, she literally rescued her mom out of a facility where they said, no, she's going to die. She's not going to walk out. And Shirley refused to believe that. Her mom was in a full-fledged coma. And am I making a medical claim? Nope. I'm just telling you Shirley's story. So she'll be with us 2 weeks from now. And then 3 weeks, just confirmed them yesterday, Brody Craney is going to kick off the new year with this first call of 2016, January 2nd. And Brody is one of those people, like Barb Satterwhite and so many others, decided not to wait. His organizational volume grew in November over the month of October. It grew by over 50,000 points. Woe is right. Thank you for that commentary. Woe is right, because that means when you run the numbers, how many more items were sold with a restructured price list? When you look at the fact that a waterfall was 308 points and it dropped to 199, that is one-third. So it's two-thirds of what it was, but at one-third reduction. So how many more waterfalls do you need to generate to match what it was previously, to grow by 50,000 points? So if the people may say, well, things are going to drop because we got to sell more because of this and that, well, not the case with Brody. And so he's going to be with us here. So we got a great group of folks lined up to be here on Saturday AM Live. So I can't encourage you. And don't be selfish. Invite other people to join, or invite them to listen to the recordings and, you know, send them the link. Last thing I've got is this. When we double-click on Information Center on the toolbar, when you double-click on that, you'll access all of what's new in Nikan. And you see the different links that are at the top. But down a little bit on the right-hand side, there's both consultant communications and customer communications. Those two sections, you get to see exactly what's going out to our consultants and exactly, well, what should be going out, and you should have received it as a consultant. And then for the customers, you see exactly what was sent to them. And the email that went out yesterday, if for some reason you don't have access to a customer account or whatever, you can see exactly what was sent. My encouragement, don't do as I say, but do as I am doing. Make contact with your customers via phone or text and ask them, hey, what'd you think? Don't ask them if they received it or if they opened it or read it. I learned this trick from Leon Bates, who's one of our diamonds years ago. Just basically make the assumption that they already opened it and read it, because we check our emails throughout the day. The days of people saying, oh, I only check my emails once a week, that is not the case anymore. That's so last year or last decade or last century. People read their emails. They check things regularly throughout the day. And case in point, brand new gal that I haven't registered as a customer, but she just texted me while we've been on the phone this morning, because we were supposed to have a phone appointment last night, and she said her daughter had to leave town. is what she said, real briefly as I glanced at it. But while I was at the place of business where she works, she said, when I was on my way out, I went back by her and chatted with her a little bit more. She said, I was checking my emails and I didn't see anything from you yet. And I said, for somebody who admitted that they're not computer savvy, you're checking your email already? Well, I just thought you might have sent what you were going to send. I didn't know you were still here. And I laughed because that's the epitome of where we are as a culture. We're constantly checking. So my suggestion is this. My point that I'm trying to make is follow up via phone or text with your customers. Something along the line of, hey, did you see that email? What do you think of that? And if they say, well, no, I didn't, but most of them are going to say, yeah, I noticed that. What's all that about? Those earrings, what are those for? Well, let me tell you what those earrings will do for you, okay? And I don't know if Mom's on the line right now, and she wants to hit *6 and share this herself, but I think I can do a pretty good bang-up job, being I was on the phone with her. And anytime Mom's sharing a story and she takes these long, what I call George W. Bush pauses, even President Obama does it now. But
I'm here.
Share what happened with you with the earrings.
Well, I got introduced to crystals down in Texas, and I really, really liked them in an outlet store. And but what we've got is unbelievable in beauty. They've got the round disc, and they're all the same size, the earrings and the two different necklaces, one on a cord that's very tiny, thin.
Okay, Mom, and I'm gonna cut you off because you're doing the Larry Profit fab, the features and the advantages. We just want to hear the benefits, or I just want to hear the benefits.
Okay.
What happened with you? What were you dealing with before you Milano earrings on?
Okay, I actually put the rosebuds in when I ordered the new set, thinking, oh, why did I not do this a long time ago? Because I had been dealing with a headache every day, and it was driving me crazy. Sometime in the morning it would come on, and it takes my focus away when it hurts because I'm not used to pain. And so anyway, I put them in. I haven't had a headache since. So I know the other ones are going to work the same, if not even better, for a bigger average of people because of the amount of the way the magnetism comes out. They've got it flat, coming out on the top. They've got it coming out on the little disc is kind of built up, so it's coming out from that direction, and it's also in the clip on the back. 400 Gauss, I think, on the back plug or the clip that goes on, and the rest of the earring is 600 Gauss, and the same with the pendant. So we have got a gorgeous set for, how much is it? I can't remember the price.
They're dirt cheap, especially when you look at that email.
The earrings are about $50.
Well, yeah, and I think
retail.
That includes shipping.
Retail, yeah.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
we're not using that nasty word anymore, right, Rita? It's just the customer price. It is what it is.
Price. Okay, the price.
But, you know, here's the thought. This thought hit me loud and clear yesterday when I was chatting with Dave Johnson, and that is this. Let's compare Walmart and Macy's and the size of those two empires. Yeah, sure, Macy's sponsors a fantastic, fantastic parade on Thanksgiving Day. It's a highlight for a lot of people. I know it is for our family. We sat for 3 hours and watched that, and I flip it over during the commercials to football because it is. Anyways, but look at Walmart. Look at what they've done. Not everybody shops at Macy's, but most people, unless you're anti-Walmart, most people around the globe, for that matter, because Walmart is everywhere, most people will take advantage of Walmart prices because it's priced for the masses, not just for the minor or the few. And when you look at a restructuring of our prices, nobody else in network marketing, I even explained it to a brand new customer the other day, and I said, typically, What happens in network marketing is prices are always overpriced just because so they can continue to pay, you know, this, that, and the other, all the commissions. But what we've done, what Nikan has done for us, and you know, I quoted a couple things, you know, how they were restructured. Not reduced, again, restructured. And she said, that makes total sense. And when you look at the empire of Walmart, I mean, their gross national product, or I should say their profit margin is bigger than the gross national product of most small countries when you look at how big they are. Why? Again, because the masses can shop there. So again, I'll say it one more time to quote Milton Berle. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. Nikan's built a door for us, and we can drive people to there. And when we look at this email that went out to our customers and to all the consultants, and we can take and forward it right on, as I did this morning, to a gentleman who said, Vance, I'll call you when I get back from the Dominican Republic, and I'll get back on board. And I said, hey, what's your email address? This is all at 6:15, right, as I'm rolling out of bed. And I said, give me your email address. Let me send you what the latest. And so I just forwarded on to him. I'm confident that between now and when he comes back from the Dominican Republic, whatever he's doing going down there for, that he'll access his emails and he'll look at that and he'll see what's new. Here's a guy from years ago who we just got reacquainted. And what a way to take people right from, you know, whatever stage they're at and allow them to see what's new, all in one email. And it's so attractive to scroll on down there. I mean, that's the beauty of what we have with all these. So we're well past the hour, and I do apologize for that, but we've gone through a boatload of stuff. You know, and as Mary Lou is reminding me, on the links with the email that we're talking about, the thing that we need to be careful for, double check the links. When I accessed that email and clicked on it, it sent me, fortunately, it sent me right into my parents' webpage. To shop on my parents' webpage. Well, that's great for them. And I could get back any money that, you know, was supposed to go to me, any commission. But double check, you know, and just be cautious with it and say, hey, there were some snafus with that. So double check you're ordering underneath your ID number as a customer. And, you know, make sure. So, okay, thank again, Mary Lou, thank you. My second newsletter went to a consultant three levels deep. So, you know, just double check. Computer stuff happens. It's not all perfect. I mean, these guys are working as hard as they can to make this stuff work. But just, again, I think the biggest thing, hold that thought, Dory, real quick. I think the biggest thing is when you make contact with people, remind them as a customer they have a direct link access to Nikan. They just need to use their ID number and their password, which you set up for them. And if they don't have it, say, hey, I'll just shoot it over to you right quick. So you're on the right page. It should have their name at the top, and it should have your beautiful photo at the top. Dory, go for it.
The second email that was sent to me, I clicked on it, and it went to my upline. It went to Dr. Stan and Jenny Johnson. And so I can't send it to anybody, but... So I was going to list people this weekend, and I can't do that. I don't know how to, you know, get that off of there. But I guess it just happens. There's
there's a lot of stuff. And, hey, you know, I can, Stacy, Kohl's is a big department store. We had several gifts that Stacy bought online that we didn't have in our local Kohl's store that had free shipping and that she ordered, and they screwed it up. I read the email correspondence. I read it because she complained, and they wrote back and said, we're so sorry, we're going to credit back your credit card, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, and who knew that, and McKenna did the same thing last night. She found a site that she could order all these books. She said, the most expensive book I'm buying is $8, and she went through and told us the whole company history. Of course, this is like at 11:15 at night when I'm trying to go to bed. I don't know. Why is it that I can't go to bed at 11:15? Why is it that the rest of the people in my family gear up and want to keep me awake and torture me and make fun of me as I'm falling off during the conversation? I'm horizontal. Mouth guard is in, and I'm ready to call it quits. and they want to tell me the whole philosophy and history of this wonderful company that has all these books. But McKenna was frustrated because it would not tell her what method of shipping they use, whether it's UPS or USPS, because one or the other, it's going to come to the home or it's going to go to our post office, and it would not tell her. That's one of the beautiful things about Nikan. At least they tell us exactly of the three options that we can use, you know, UPS ground, UPS second day, or UPS overnight. It's right there, so you know it's going to come to a physical address and not a P.O. box. So these things that Stacy ordered from Kohl's, who knows where they ended up, but they didn't end up at us. So now she's got to go out and find the replacement so that, you know, the gifts, the right gifts are underneath the tree come Christmas morning. So.
Okay, is that, Vance, a question on that email sending out an address, is that using the ID number behind just nikan.com and then your ID number and it still goes to your upline, or is that using something else?
You know, I'm not sure. Some of the links aren't syncing up correctly from what I've been gathering, and it's been less than 24 hours. Because some, I read several, a couple different emails from people saying that, this is way deep in our organization. She said, you know, I clicked on the link and it went here. What's it supposed to do? You know, I think the biggest thing.
I would think if you had your ID number behind it, it might go in.
Yeah, no, and I think the biggest thing is, I think bottom line is, if it's one extra step, I know that's kind of a pain, because when you get an email from, again, let's use the illustration of Kohl's, and it says, shop now for 25% off, and you start clicking, and it takes you right into the shopping cart for Kohl's. Well, that's great, but they don't have consultants or customers set up like what we're talking about. Being able to remind people, you know, your customers, and say, hey, just make sure that even if you have to go back out and go into Nikan's webpage at www.nikan.com, to get to that login, that portal, with your ID. Now, I know, yeah, I know it's a pain, it's one extra step, but that'll make sure that you're ordering under you, so you don't have to re-enter your address, and or you're getting set up to go to someplace else. This, again, this, I know this is a disaster for some people, and it could be Chicken Little, the sky is falling, the end of the world for some of you, okay? But... And that got a response from the Ethiopian, Chicken Little, sky is falling, who was patiently sitting next to me, wanting me to fix her breakfast. But it's not that big a deal. In the real big scheme of things, help people, direct them, drive them to their customer page. Help them see how fun and simple it is. If in a perfect world, the link would take them right there. But again, I think we can get caught up in looking at the glass half full or the glass 100% full. And that, yes, it is one extra step. But some people, it's working perfectly the way it was designed to, but not so much for this situation. So just double check it. But I think the biggest thing, again, follow up. Follow up. Pop people a call. Pop them a text. Connect with them and say, hey, I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but did you see? You know, assume that they did. Because that way we can, you know, drive them to it. It's all quiet out on the Western Front, so at 8:22 I think we can call it quits unless there's a burning question or comment.
Excuse me, I'd like to talk to Sha about the earrings.
Okay, Molly, question or comment?
Catalog has a 3 ES fins on jewelry, but I don't see any earrings. The only one that I know of that Nikan has is the rosebud. This
it's at the very bottom of the list when I went down through it of the jewelry, the very bottom of the list. Of, it was there yesterday because I went in and saw it.
The bottom of the list.
Are you
the jewelry go all the way down.
Molly, are you saying that you're having a tough time finding the new Milano earrings? Or are you wanting to know where the rosebuds are?
On the 3 on page 24.
Okay. They're all there, and including... Oh, and by the way, I forgot to... I didn't even have it written down. I think most of us know this by now. Hopefully we do. But the light, by the way, the Kinko light and the Kinko air unit are coming back by popular demand. How cool is that?
Oh, really? Good.
Yes. So the light is in stock and available and shipping now. There are over 500 of them. I think it was 5 1/4 that the company ordered. So they're in stock and shipping now. The air unit. Hear me correctly, please, people. Don't panic, because you got a win-win here to go on. The Air Wellness Traveler, 2 for the price of 1, so 2 for $81 is our cost on it. How great is that? But the home air unit, the Kinko air unit, sometime the end of January is when that'll be in stock and shipping. Okay, but it is coming back. Is it going to be a permanent feature? Is the light going to be a permanent feature? No. They will be in the while supplies last category until we build up a monthly quota or a monthly ordering pattern that Nikken can ensure that this will last. Because when Nikken's ordering, you know, quantities of 500 at a time every couple months or whenever, that's not enough to guarantee that we can keep that contract. So basically, it's a, you know, it's like signing a 6-month lease or a 12-month lease on an apartment or a, you know, office space versus carrying the contract month to month. That's basically what we're doing, if I could use that analogy. This is a month to month thing that we'll place the order, they'll fill it, when we get it, then we can, you know, go ballistic. I know it's a pain and I know it's awkward, because you never know, because this is a key, these are both two very key components of the wellness home. And any of you who are golds and above that were on the leadership call, you heard me rant to Jeff Isom this week about it. Hey, we need more communication about this kind of stuff. So the good news is we've got them back. And for, I forgot to mention that earlier. So, anyways,
on the
hey,
air
hey,
unit, again, there are two, Air Wellness Pro or Kinko Air Purifier. Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about both. I kind of rolled them all in there the same. That right now, as of yesterday, you saw the promo come across the screen. 2 for the price of 1 on the Air Wellness Traveler. So you get 2 for $81. I mean, that's $40.50 for a portable air unit that can be used in home or in a vehicle. And if I remember, the number ratio on that was at 172 square feet that air unit will clean effectively. So that's most small rooms, very lightweight, very portable. I'm ordering two of them first next week, because we'll have $300 Nikken reward dollars to spend on the 15th, some from a couple previous months, and I've just kind of been letting it stock up. But there's several things. That's one of them, because I'm going to put one in my truck and I'm going to figure out how to wire it into the ceiling, so I can be breathing fresh air rather than the, you know, 30-plus-year-old truck that I'm, you know, smelling. Yeah, it's my truck. I like it, all right? But, and then I'm going to put the other one in our minivan, because our girls have some nasty-smelling feet. You know, they're too active, and those shoes get taken off, and I'm up in the front dying. I mean, rolling down the window trying to breathe. And I know that unit will take care of it. So that's the beauty of it. Now, switch gears on the home unit. The 17-pound home unit, the big white one that's geared for treating allergies and any breathing disorders. It says that in the manual. That one will be returning sometime near the end of January. I don't have an exact date on that. But so you can hold out till then, a little over a month from now, and they will be in the, again, the while supplies last category. So familiarize yourself with that. If there's people now, I received an email this week from Lynn Lotto, and she said, Vance, I've got a customer who wants to order the home unit. What do I tell her? Well, we received that communication the very next day, so I immediately emailed her and said, hey, end of January, we'll have them back on board. But till then, here's a great offer. Here's a great buy. Pick up 2 for the price of 1 on the Traveler and go with that. So,
Again, for the air purifier, what I worry about is the replacement filter.
You know, the great thing on these, on the UPA filters, there are so many others out on the market, and when you look at the filter replacement pack, they say right on it, they're made and manufactured by 3M. 3M is a company that's been around for decades. They make a lot of different wonderful products, so I don't think we need to worry about that so much. It's a concern. I don't know if we'd move it over into the worry category. Folks, we are an hour and a half into this wonderful conversation that I started with everybody, and some of you are diehards and have been on the line the whole entire time. I don't want to take up too much more of your day, and my stomach is grumbling, and I need to get some food in it, and I've got this adorable, cute little person sitting next to me who's huffing and puffing like a little puppy dog now, and we need to get into our days.
Make contact with those customers.
So, thank you, Molly, for the questions and comments. Thank you, everybody else who contributed. Really appreciate it. And if I don't talk to you beforehand, we'll talk to you next Saturday when Elaine Connolly, former registered nurse, amazing, amazing heart recovery after surgery. You're going to want to get on this call. It's going to be, her story is just phenomenal. So, and this is a cancer thriver. This is a gal that used to live in a wheelchair. So, anyways, have a great weekend, everybody. Have some fun wrangling in and acquisitioning those customers. And again, if we don't talk to you before next Saturday, have a great week, and we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.